Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So reading from Canto Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 17, and text 13 to 16, right, okay. Mm-hmm. So I'll just read the translations first, right? What do you do? First and then the verse, no? Okay. Sorry. Okay. So, verse 13 until 16. So, translation by Srila Prabhupada. O Devi, O Goddess, I can understand that you want to regain your sons and be together with them to worship me after defeating the enemies in battle and retrieving your abode and opulences. You want to see the wives of the demons lamenting for the death of their husbands when those demons, the enemies of your sons, are killed in the battle by the demigods of whom Indra is the chief. You want your sons to regain their lost reputation and opulence and live again on their heavenly planet as usual. Prayodhunate surayutanatha aparaniya iti devi me matihi yate nukuleshvara vipragupta Navikramas tatra sukham dadati prayaha almost adhuna at the present moment te all of them asura yutanataha the chiefs of the demons aparaniyaha unconquerable iti das devi o mother aditi me my matihi opinion yat because te all the demons anukula ishvara vipraguptaha protected by brahmanas by whose favor the supreme control is always present. Na, not. Vikramaha, the use of power. Tatra, there. Sukham, happiness. Dadati, can give. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. O mother of the demigods, in my opinion, almost all the chiefs of the demons are now unconquerable, for they are being protected by brahmanas, whom the Supreme Lord always favors. Thus, the use of power against them now will not at all be a source of happiness. Purport. When a person is favored by brahmanas and vaishnavas, no one can defeat him. Even the Supreme Personality of Godhead does not interfere when one is protected by a brahmana. It is said, Go Brahmanya Hitaya Cha. The Lord's first inclination is to give all benedictions to the cows and brahmanas. Therefore, if brahmanas favor someone, the Lord does not interfere, nor can anyone interfere with the happiness of such a person.
Gauranga.
Hare Krishna. These are very important instructions here. And Srila Prabhupada very clearly describes or instructs that when anyone is protected by brahmanas, then he is naturally favored by Krishna. So in this situation, then when the demons were taking over the heaven, then it was very difficult to fight them because they were protected. And we see then even the Lord, then he had he had said it. So by just force it will not be possible. Then later on, then he gives a suggestion. There's a solution. There is always a solution to any problem. But then we have to know what the solution is. Yes. Now, we see there is something which we see the Lord has for his devotees. The Lord has for brahmanas. The Lord has for the cows. That's something which runs the whole Vedic culture, the whole societies run on that something. What is that something? One quality. And the quality is, it's a respect. So the Lord has respect for the brahmanas. He has respect for the devotees. He loves them. Right? So, due to respect, then everything can be successful. We have to understand then how the respect can actually make everything successful. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he speaks very clearly in Shikshastakam. Trinagapi Sunichena, Tarurapi Sahishna, Amanina, Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari. So the Manadena is what? One has to be able to give respect to all. Why? To be able to properly be humble and tolerant. Then we need to develop the quality of being respectful to everyone and at the same time not expecting things for ourselves. It may not be as easy, but it is not impossible. We should practice that. We should see how we can develop respect. Of course, among devotees, we always try to do, we do have respect. But the respect for us to properly appreciate the Trinadapi verse, to be able to properly chant the holy name, we have to develop respect for every living entity. So even when we see every living entity can be respected. Even the dogs can be respected. The monkeys can be respected. But how do we respect dogs, monkeys? How do we respect mosquitoes? There is a way. Now, for a dog, that doesn't mean, if dog comes here, near the temple, it doesn't mean then paying obeisance to the dog and you are a jiva, so please come and or bring him to the prasadam hall. Not like this. Not that you bring him to the house and serve him. But still, dog can be respected. How can we respect the dog? Any? Yes.
Give him
shot. Right. That's the best way how to respect. Any living entity can be respected like that. Now for the monkeys, I don't know how that works. If you give prasad. But if you don't have prasad, how can you respect? Right. You can do anytime to anyone. And what happens when we chant Hare Krishna for a living entity? We benefit because we chant Hare Krishna, and the living entity benefits immensely. There was one incident. It was one psychologist. And he became a devotee. And the devotees later asked, "Can you again, how did you become a devotee?" And so he narrated his story. He said that there was one man, and he came to him. He had some little difficulty. Then what the psychologist, then he used to do some regressions. So then, all right. So then he did some regressions. He put him to some under hypnosis. Then he was going. And he was going through what happened previously. Then at some point, then they go to the when he died and then previous life. And then he's supposed to describe then what's happening. And he said, I see everything from the top. Actually I'm flying. So it was surprising for him. He said, all right. So they did few more. And then coming to the point and in the previous life, then he was actually just about to die. So then he says he's flying, and he was some insect. So he's flying and he sees some building. He goes into the building. He sits somewhere, and suddenly dark. He's dead. Finished. So that was very interesting for the psychologist. So he said, please describe more in detail. What do you see? Describe the building. And so he's describing the building. And he says, it is some pointed building. And there is some wheel on top. So he said, oh, okay. And then he goes and he says, there is some food. So he goes, sits on the foot, and then suddenly just finished. So then the psychologist, he had some intuition, and he actually went to the devotees and he asked, because it was something weird, and he remembered seeing something. So anyway, he figured out that the building, what he saw, it's a Vishnu temple. And what he was sitting on was offering. And then one Waldo on the offering, then some pujari probably. Whatever. He was finished. So now the psychologist, he said he did many regressions, but he never had experienced anyone who was not a human before. Now this is the first case. So he discussed with the devotees and he understood the power of Mahaprasad. Just by touching Mahaprasad. then from insect, which is very low species of life, from that he immediately jumps into the human form of life. That's something amazing. Something which we have to see how Krishna, by his mercy, he is providing that. Then one more incident which happened in South India. Then Ramanujacharya, and he was eating some prasad on the bank of a lake there in Malkote. And some of the crumbles of the prasad fell into the lake. There were some fish. The fish took the crumbles. And suddenly, the fish changed into foreign form and went to Vaikuntha. And the disciples who were there were saying, wow, how is it possible? How is it possible that the fish change into the forehand form and go completely liberated? And we who are taking your Mahaprasad every day, we are still here. We don't go. How is that? So he explained, the fish then took the Mahaprasad, and because it was without attachment, then they got completely purified, free of attachment, ready to go. We are purifying ourselves every moment, hearing the holy names, eating Mahaprasad. But because we maintain our attachments, then we still have some time. That's a problem. So, now, how to develop the detachment from the material world? How to develop the attachment for Krishna? The most important way, most important thing to do is sadhu sangha. What is sadhu sangha? Sadhu sangha, and when we associate with each other, that's sadhu sangha, right? Associate with the sadhus. But then how do we associate with the sadhus? Based on what? We have to associate with based on respect, respecting each other. Sometimes we see that some devotees have some idea. Maya being very strong. Sometimes happens that some devotee makes a mistake. But okay, making mistake, it's not a problem. Krishna says in many places that even if a devotee falls down, then to him, to Krishna, it's not a fall down. There is no point. Actually, nobody should criticize such a devotee. He made a mistake. To Krishna, the devotee is in the same position as he was. Nothing happened. It was just a little incident. But sometimes, we have the idea that, he fall down, he's eternally condemned. It's not like that. Where is the power of devotional service? Where is the power of the holy name? Anybody can get purified, no matter what. Jagai and Madai, right? They were the most sinful, became pure devotees. We see in Bhagavatam the incident when Lord Brahma gets bewildered and he runs after his own daughter. Then what happens? Then his sons, the Brahma Rishis, they come. And what do? They don't deal with disrespect. What are you doing? No. With full respect, they remind him, they tell him, what is the appropriate thing to do? Brahma, realizing, then he gives up the mentality. In Bhagavatam, then Srila Prabhupada describes, he gives up his body, the mental body, the mentality of committing, some faults. And therefore, he gets completely purified. So anybody can get purified. But that happens when there is the mutual respect. Respect, not expectation for ourselves, and being humble and tolerant, then anything. Kirtaniya Sadahari, the taste for the holy name can and will be achieved. So this is something which we need to develop. And we need to keep developing it more and more. There is no end to it. Until we are able to respect every jiva, we are able to recognize that every jiva is part and parcel of the Lord, and we can respect that, then we need to still go deeper. It has to become a realization. The Lord, right, in Nectar of Devotion, then now he speaks about Shruti Smriti Puranadi, Pancharatra Vidimbina, Ahaituki Har Bhakti, Utpatayeva Kalpate. Then, what? He says devotional service. Devotional service which is not connected. Shruti, Smriti, Puranadi, Pancharatra. Then, such devotional service is just a disturbance in the society. In another, it's in the 11th canto, there is a quote from, I think it's the 20th chapter. Similar verse. But in that verse, it's coming from a Vishnu Dharma Sutra. There, the Lord, he says, those who don't follow the Shruti and Smriti, then, okay, he said, the Shruti and Smriti, actually, this is my opinion. That's what I want people to do, to follow. Those who don't follow this, even if they make claim they are devotees, the Lord says, they are not my devotees. So, we have to be very careful. Yes, of course. Then, Bhagavad Mark, right? When we fully focus on chanting of the holy name, and the holy name is everything, then we are not obliged to follow any other injunctions. But until then, following the injunctions which are given by the Lord, then we will be able to progress to the realization. Then the holy name and the form of the Lord are non-different. So, like the example, now we can see. Say, okay, samskaras. Right? Who gives samskaras? How do the samskaras come about? It comes from the Lord. Lord, He is telling us what we should do. Initiation, that's also samskara. samskara as a ritual, if done properly, changes the consciousness of the person and it has effect in human life, in grihastha life. Then there are the dashavida samskaras. And then Srila Prabhupada talks about in Bhagavad Gita 16th chapter, the divine and demoniac nature. He says, if you want your child to develop divine qualities, you should perform the 10 principles of human life. This is how he calls the dashavida samskaras. 10 principles of human life. So, they are important. Now we have to respect that. Now if we are above that, it's fine. But then, why did we get married? Marriage is a samskara. So if we do get married, we are obliged to follow. Of course. I mean, being a brahmachari, being a sannyasi, all right, you are not really obliged to, because you are situated on the platform of you are serving the Lord directly. So we have to respect the opinion of the Lord, respect the opinion of the guru, sadhu, and shastra. And respect means to follow. So there are so many ways, so many paths how we can progress. This is what the Vaidhi Bhakti is about. 9 kinds of ways how we can perform devotional service. And within that combination, there are so many ways. Guru can engage the disciple in so many activities. Srila Prabhupada, he engages all his disciples according to their qualities. So then they get the best. They get purified. Because this is all about that. How to elevate the living entity to the higher consciousness. So, when we come to the material world, then our consciousness is very low. Right? It's anamoy. Eating. I want to eat. And at that time, people on that consciousness, then on that level, then the most predominant is strength. I'm stronger, I'll eat. You are weaker, I'll beat you. It's very low. There's no space really for Krishna consciousness. It's difficult. When another level of consciousness, the pranamoy, which Prabhupada describes as the extended sense gratification, and over there, then it's about how clever you are. If you are clever, you can get away with anything. Little diplomatic, I'll give him a little bit and then take myself and then he will not bother me. It's about being clever, but it's very low. That's not important. Then, manamoy, it's about intelligence. Dharma comes already in place. Okay, but still, Srila Prabhupada calls all these three as a bodily consciousness. It's only the consciousness above that, vijnanamoy, which is the consciousness of Daivi Varnashrama Dharma, the consciousness of Vaidhi Bhakti. We are trying to elevate ourselves by performing devotional service. So through that consciousness, we can come to the platform of Anandamoy, the highest consciousness. So we should not keep ourselves on a lower level of consciousness. We should be performing devotional service as it is described by Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. Shastra means Shruti, Smriti, Puranadi, Pancharatra. So if we do that and we help each other through the association, exchanges among devotees, darati pratigrihnati, gohyam akheti prichati, bhungte bhojayate. So these are the six exchanges which, when they are exchanged among devotees, they enhance one's devotion. Because those are very intimate. Giving gifts and accepting gifts, you take from friends. It's among friends. Being able to hear someone who wants to disclose something, open his heart, and to be able then to actually open heart to someone, it's not easy. So we have to be very conscious of that. So you open your heart to somebody whom you trust. It's an intimate connection. And prasadam, giving prasadam to someone or accepting prasadam from someone, it's very intimate exchange too. So this is how we can practice the sadhu sangha among devotees, practicing these exchanges and holding then very high regards for devotees, respecting the devotees. Then through the respect, we will be able to come to the point of tolerating, being humble, and that we don't have to really over endeavor to achieve something which is difficult. So we are able then to accept things as they come, seemingly good or bad, but we are able to take it. And because we are able to take it, then our life will be peaceful, dhira, equipoised. And when it's peaceful, then Krishna consciousness, it's easier to practice. Sometimes we see somebody does some business, right? He's practicing devotional service. Then business goes a little wrong, bad. What's happening? He puts all the effort, the mind, everything into the business to fix it. But there is no time for Krishna consciousness. I cannot chant 16 rounds because I'm busy. Busy with what? Right? So we should very much endeavor to practice that. Then we can encourage each other. We can help each other. When somebody is a little bit down, then through the association, then we can help the person to again come back to his position. And it can happen to us too, some other time. And then we can be helped. This is the meaning of society. That's the society Srila Prabhupada established. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Yes, Maharaj.
I have several questions.
Okay.
But I'll ask one.
Okay.
On one hand, you said that offenses are no big deal. She says that offenses are no big deal. Even despite the greatest offense, they're still considered saintly. Okay. On the other hand, we stress so many things about being careful, avoiding this, avoiding that. What does we have? So many sanskaras, so 10 offenses. So what is it? Is it, hey, it's not a big deal, or my life depends on it? I don't understand the contradiction.
Okay. Actually, there's no contradiction. Like you said, the offenses are not big deal. It's the point that somebody make a mistake. he falls down. But it's a mistake, and his mentality still intact. He recognizes it's a mistake. He comes humbly in front of Vaishnavas, please forgive me. I didn't mean it to do it. Maya was strong, or no, whatever reason there was. So through his humble position, he didn't lose his position. He regains. On the other hand, there's someone who poses as a big pandit, but he doesn't follow. His mentality is not right. He is the offender. There was the story Srila Prabhupada tells. Narada Muni goes to visit Lord Vishnu, Lord Narayan. And now as he is walking, then he comes across a Brahmana. And the Brahmana says, oh, Narada Muni, where are you going? I am going to see Lord Narayan. Oh, so great of you. Please, when you see Lord Narayan, can you ask him, when will I be able to go to the spiritual world? And Narayan says, of course I will ask for you. Then he continues, and he is a cobbler. And the cobbler asks, Narada Muni, no, where are you going? I'm going to see Lord Narayan. Such a great opportunity. Please, could you ask for my behalf? When will I be able to leave this material world? Narada Muni said, yes, of course I will ask for you. So he goes to Lord Vishnu, or Lord Narayan. And then they have nice discussions. And then at some point, Narada Muni said, I have met two nice devotees. And I would like, they have a question for you. And Lord Narayan said, I know. That Brahmana, right? So the answer to the Brahmana is, it will take long time. Many, 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 many lifetimes. And what about the cobbler? The cobbler, he's already liberated. This is his last life. And then he will come to Vaikuntha. He will be with me. How is that? And then Lord Narayan says, okay, look. When they ask you, what was I doing? Then you tell them, I was sitting and trying to put an elephant through an eye of a needle. What?
Not trying, doing.
Okay, doing, yes. All right, yes, doing. Then he... Just tell them, and then you will see the reaction. You will understand. So then he goes down with the message. He sees the Brahmana. And then the Brahmana, Narada Muni, had you had the chance to ask for me? Of course. So what was the answer? Lord Narayan said that you have many lifetimes still to go. No, actually. Yeah. What was Lord Narayan doing? And he said, Lord Narayan was sitting there and he was putting an elephant through an eye of a needle. What? How is it possible? What is this nonsense here? How am I supposed to believe that? And Narada Muni, he understood. Okay, yeah. No, okay. Yeah, Hare Krishna. Then he goes and he sees the cobbler. And cobbler asks, Narada Muni, how was Lord Narayan? He said, he was sitting there and he was putting an elephant through an eye of a needle. Oh, how wonderful. The Lord, he does things which are unimaginable. What? You believe it? Of course I believe it. It's nothing for the Lord. Look at here. I'm sitting under this banyan tree. Then you see, there are thousands of fruits. Each of the fruits have hundreds of seeds inside. The seed is very, very tiny. But each seed contains trees like this. So why is it not possible to put an elephant through the eye of a needle. And he understood. So he has the faith. He is liberated. So,
yeah. It's a matter of intent and mentality.
Right.
Okay. Very good.
Hare Krishna. Yes.
You had mentioned Lord Rama, he became lustful towards his daughter and he began chasing her. Of course, in social circumstances, we understand that this is not acceptable. However, we also know that Lord Brahma is the first living entity in this material world and created all of the
universe.
Different bodies. Yeah. Yeah. So, in that understanding, he also created the body of his wife, and so therefore, his wife is also his daughter.
Yeah.
Do you know the answer to this?
Well, his. Maybe you could tell us, yeah?
I will give you the answer.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So the Bhagavatam explains to us the process of creation.
Right.
How Lord Brahma was empowered to create all of the different bodies, mm-hmm. how they are formed and such as that. But nothing truly manifested until Lord Vishnu glanced at the creation of
right.
Lord Brahma.
Yeah.
And then he impregnated
right.
So therefore, it was an inanimate object until Vishnu impregnated the jiva,
mm-hmm.
and then it became an individual, and therefore then it was okay. And then after that, the process of reproduction goes through, as we know, through the process of copulation, such as that.
Right. Yes. True,
and
yes. There is also the incident when the Lord appeared as Mohini Murti.
Yes.
And now, by that, even Mahadev, who is the Yogeshwar, when Parvati sits on his lap, he is undisturbed. But seeing the Mohini Murti, he also gets disturbed. There is a very beautiful deity in South India, in Andhra Pradesh. There's the only deity of Mohini Murti. It's a self-manifested deity. And from the front, the deity, it's Lord Vishnu. From the back, it's Mohini Murti. No, tied hair, no, just, so. And that was at the time when Mahadev was running after, and the Lord, being merciful to him, he turned around. So he showed him, this is me, that's not her. And then that's the darshan, that's actually the deity. It's a very beautiful, very powerful deity. So yeah, there were a few pastimes like that. But all these pastimes are for us to learn. That anybody, the Lord, if he wants, he can bewilder anyone. So, if Lord Brahma can bewilder, what to speak of us? We should never think that we are above lust, above any problem. And therefore, we should always pray to the Lord, to the Vaishnavas, please, protect me. Hare Krishna. Yes, last.
You're mentioning about the psychologist and past life regressions.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if what's the main idea that psychologists have about the soul is that they're teaching about past lives and they must have some understanding.
I don't know. I don't know.
They have a thousand opinions.
Okay, read it this. Hare Krishna. Yeah, Maharaj was saying that every psychologist has his own opinion. Together they have thousands of opinions on what the soul is. Hare Krishna. Jai Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki? Srila Prabhupada ki? Jai Nitai Gaur Pramanande.